The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Life Today wishes you a Merry Christmas and invites you to join James and Betty as they celebrate our Savior's birth with some of their favorite musical artists, like Justin Gambino.
Oh, joy, joy to the world.
But, oh, Lamb of God.
Nicole C. Mullen. Tammy Trent.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed.
Well, we have the typical Christmas decorations, but I can't help but say happy birthday, Jesus.
Yes.
And Betty, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
I just got to say that for more, we've been married 62 years, and for, you know, because we went together several years before we got married, it's just to look at this beautiful girl all these years and to just see Jesus in her every day. And I just am so blessed. And by the way, I don't know what's going on in your home. Mm-hmm. But I know we celebrate the birth of the one that can make everything better. You know, we have a memory that comes every Christmas. It's very heavy. We lost our youngest child, our daughter, Robin. And we had Robin bringing joy to the world for 40 years and three beautiful teenage children that bring joy to the world. And Robin now has seven grandchildren she's only seen. From heaven. Go to have
almost,
eight.
Almost seven.
Yeah. She's almost seven. Okay. Yeah. Hard to keep
it's
up with
hard.
Them. Yeah, when you got 31 great-grandchildren, or 21 great-grandchildren, 11 grandchildren, all of them married. We've got over 50 in our immediate family. But anyway, this is just a very special time of the year, and for us, I can't help but think about the memories that you have. And just as I shared, we're missing one of our family members. 13 years ago, she left us just after Christmas. And I don't know where you are with your family, but Father, I want you to put your arms around every person right now that misses somebody that's no longer celebrating Christmas here. And I want you to let them know how much you love them and how much you want to hold them and their broken heart in your arms and pull them up to your heart so they can know how much you love them, how much you understand, and you lighten the load and brighten the day.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For coming here, Jesus, for being born on this day we celebrate in your name. You know, I pray that you'll find special comfort and peace. When you think about Christmas, Betty, what are the first thoughts that come to your mind?
Well, you talked about Robin. Christmas was her favorite time of the year. She would always start decorating in October, probably at least, you know, playing Christmas music in her car when she'd run all her errands, take her kids to school and go pick them up. It was already going full blast. But that's wonderful memories, too, to think about that. But, you know, I think about Christmas, of course, the birth of Jesus. What is more special? He changed all of our lives. He will change your life if you don't know him. And just to know this is to celebrate when he came to do that very thing. He gave his life that we might have life. But you know, as I think about our audience, all they know, James, is me beside you sitting here or us on the mission field. But before all of that, I knew my first calling was to be a wife, to be a mother and a homemaker. And I love that. So therefore, I love this time of the decorations and everything. There's just a peace that comes in my heart knowing that Jesus is real and he came for the purpose of saving our lives that we might spend eternity with him.
Well, you know, Betty, she just decorates the house so pretty. I walked into our entry area and she'd been just working. She's just so excited, not only the decorations, and she does it so beautifully, but wrapping presents for all the family. She wrapped over 50 presents. I walked in and looked at the tree. I thought, my goodness, I mean, it's just amazing. And she had such joy. I'd go back and watch her back in one of the side rooms of our home. And there she is, and she's just working. She's so happy. Because what's she doing? She's giving love and joy because of the joy that comes in Jesus. And she just loves sharing this time of the year with all of our family. And I want you to know that with all of our heart, we want to share with you the greatness of the Savior that came to give us all life. And I don't know where you are in your journey right now, but here's what I know. I'd like us as the family of God, as believers, those who know Christ, who've trusted Him as the way, the truth, and the life. And He came that we might have life, and that He could be the life and the light of all humanity. And when you give Him your life, He gives you His life. Well, I'm just telling you that right now on His birthday, this is my prayer. I want to give you what you really want. You want a family that looks like the Father. You want a family where all the members love one another. As you told us to love God with all our heart and love our neighbors. And certainly, Betty, the members of the family of God, the body of Christ, like our body, they are certainly family members worthy of love and appreciation and being connected and building up the body of Christ to where it reveals Him in all of His fullness and all of His glory. How about for this birthday? We give Jesus a family that looks like the Father, and the church a body of Christ that looks like Christ. Would you ask Him to help us all together to give the gift that we can only give by giving it together, by loving Him with all our heart, loving our neighbor, and loving the other members of the body, and being totally connected to one another, supplying one another's need, and then putting God's arm, the Father's arms, around the world. We're going to hear Nicole Mullen right now. And I'm just going to say, I want you to listen to a phrase that you will hear more than once. I started crying when I listened to it. I listened to it at home, knowing that we would listen to it here. But I was captivated by the statement that's repeated. I'm looking down at it right now. See, I have no gold to lay at your feet. So, Lamb of God, please let me offer me. As a fatherless kid without a home, moving 17 times in 10 years, none of those homes on a street, dumps and alleys, out back. I just offered Him me. You can offer Him that. What a Christmas gift. Listen to the words of what Nicole Mullen shares with us and to the song.
O Lamb of God, I offer me.
Once upon a long night, after a hard ride, somewhere in Bethlehem, a baby breaks the silence, sweetly he's crying, I am Emmanuel. Then angels gave Him music, shepherds gave reverence, and a message to the Lamb. A widow held and cherished the God who became a man. But O Lamb of God, O Prince of Peace, what tribute shall I bring to worship Thee? I have no gold to lay at Your feet. So, Lamb of God, I offer me. Can you see the wise men, a star to guide them, searching all the earth till they found the one child, the very God child who ruled the universe? Did they know the lady's little baby was God and fully man? And everything they gave Him, He Himself had made with his hands. But oh, Lamb of God, oh, Prince of Peace, what tribute shall I bring to worship thee? I have no gold to lay.
Boy, how does that sound? No gold. He didn't want stuff, probably didn't even want the gifts that the shepherds brought, but they wanted to bring him something. But what he wants is me, Betty, you. How about telling him that? Lord, offer me for your birthday with all my heart. I offer me. I tell you what, if you do that and really mean it, this will be the greatest Christmas you've ever experienced. You know, I just feel this incredible, overwhelming desire to tell you how much Betty and I love you. You say, well, you really don't know us. I understand. But I have to love you because people like you who watch us, you enabled us to put the loving arms of the Father who gave His Son at this time we're celebrating to give us life. And we have been able, with your help, when we show you a very legitimate, undeniable need, like the least of these that Jesus said are so important to feed and care for and give water to and set them in freedom. And he said, you're really my sheep. You're my lambs. That's who you are. And he told us to do that. And we show you the least of these, the overlooked. And you said, we won't look away. Betty, our viewers have said, when the missionaries said, we don't have enough to stay here unless you can find some people to help us. And now then the missionaries call us first in emergency saying, we ask you to go back and tell the people who watch you what we do and what we need and ask them if they would help us, and they have. And so now then we call you first. Well, there's a crisis in Africa right now. USAID has come out. I'm telling you, the number of children facing death right now is going to multiply 4 or 5 times immediately. Our missionaries have said, James, we can double the number we're feeding in 2 months. We could go to 1 million a day before the end of the year, and then we could expand because our missionaries are here planted. But they're empty-handed. Here's the thing that I regret to tell you. I've had to tell the missionaries that unless we have a great December, unless we have the greatest year end, and December is normally our greatest month because people are wise enough to know I can make a year end gift and get meaningful credit in the spring for that gift that'll actually bless us. Well, Betty, we need the greatest response ever in Christmas. Where if all of us would just say, I give you me, and I give you the resources you've given me to oversee, and when I see the least of these that are dying, they need food or water, I'm going to help. Please, this needs to be the greatest December, Christmas celebration season in the history of our ministry. And Betty, as you know, December is normally, it's the largest month of the year. Well, we need this December. You see, people realize I can give year-end gifts. Don't miss that opportunity. Not because of the advantage it'll give you in the springtime and the benefit it'll give you, and you need to take advantage of it. Because it means life to the least of these. Betty, I'm believing that our viewers to say happy birthday, Jesus. We're going to give your life to the world, to the ones you called the least of these. I'm believing we're going to have the greatest December ever.
You know, James, as you were sharing, I was sitting here thinking, this is a special time of the year for most of us when we will gather with our friends or family and celebrate the birth of Jesus. But we will come together and we will eat together. We will sit around a table full of food and rejoicing and sharing together. I can imagine these precious children that need food so badly. And then when you take them a bowl and put some food in it, it's like a feast to them. It may be the first food they've had in days. You don't know. But can you imagine how joyful their little hearts will feel when, James, they just have a simple bowl of food sitting before him? Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing with us, with Life Outreach, to feed these precious little ones.
I know what it's going to mean. Undeniably life. We have saved tens of millions. Just in one area, we know that we led 100 million people. The Lord did a full New Testament follow-up. But we have led, literally, with your help, hundreds of millions of people to the Lord. And many times it's because we met a need. Thank you so much. You're going to be blessed by hearing someone that you know and appreciate. And we sure do love you. Thanks for helping us put his arms around the world he gave his life for. And now we can share that life together. Thank you for doing it.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The down where he lay, little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. Oh, I love thee, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning. close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, nature sing. Hills and plains repeat the sound in joy, repeat the sound in joy, repeat, repeat the sound in joy.
Justin, you are full of the life and the joy of the Lord. I want you to have a wonderful Christmas. I just want to hold up the line of Judah with the cross.
Beautiful.
That's what makes this so effective. You know, we're sending this to everyone who'll give over $1,000 to give life to the ones who suffer, to the least of these. And I just rejoice. I rejoice that we have so many people who watch us, who see others through the eyes of Jesus.
Amen.
And want to put his arm around them. Thank you for doing that. And you pray this will be the greatest year end our ministry has ever had in love and support to reach out to the least of these all over the world and offer them the life that Jesus was born to bring us, to share with us, so we could share it with the world. Yeah. Isn't Christmas a great time?
It is.
Isn't it wonderful to know Jesus? Have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.